Welcome to Connect to Joy. Your host, Carol DeShane, is an intuitive spiritual guide for practical matters and Marconic multidimensional energy practitioner. Her quest is to help you realize new possibilities, discover and release what holds you back, and enable you to manifest an inspired life filled with joy. Join us on this journey of transformation. Now, here's your host, Carol DeShane.
Hello, beautiful spirits. Welcome to the show. Do you wonder if you're on the path in this life you're meant to be on? If you feel like I do, you almost crave to be on the right path, wondering most of the time if you are. But then again, what is the right path? What does it feel like? Is it all wrapped up with life purpose? What does that mean exactly? What does it feel like when you're off your path? And the flip side, what does it feel like when you're on the path that's the most beneficial for you? How is it all wrapped up in your life purpose, or is it? I'm going to go into all of these questions and then look at any obstacles that may come up, take you on a guided meditation to help you recognize and deal with those obstacles, and finally, a quick trip to help you see if the path you're on is working for you. Let's start with, what does being on the right path mean exactly? I believe every path is a lesson, so there's no really wrong path. Whether it's a comfortable one for you or not is a whole other question. So don't beat yourself up if you feel like you either are on the wrong path or can't figure out which way to go in your life. Being on the right path to me is being on the one that is the most beneficial for any lessons that I came on this earth to learn. Whether it's comfortable or extremely uncomfortable, it's the one that gets me the farthest along in this life, in whatever main or even smaller lessons I need to learn. And what does it feel like when you're off your path? Lots of times you know you're off when you keep questioning if you are or not. You're off when you feel bored, stuck in a rut, or directionless. When you feel hopeless, lost, depressed, or shut down. You're off when you feel like other people are making decisions for you and you allow it to happen over and over without learning how to shift that reality. It's giving up your power without knowing any way whatsoever to get it back. It can feel like you're giving up. But it can also feel like every obstacle in the universe comes up to block your way and you have no control over it. The good news is that if you feel any of that, you'll know you're either slightly off or totally off your path, and then you can make some changes if you need to, whether it's in relationships, your job, where you live, or even your attitude about what's happening around you. You can make different decisions and change your path even if you do it a little bit at a time. So besides the opposite of what I just went over, here are some other ways to know when you're on your path. Obstacles either don't come up, like you might expect, or they are quickly removed by the universe in some way, whether you had something to do with it or not. Or maybe you find an easy way to go around them or deal with them. People might show up in your life that either spark an idea that helps you, offers you something you need, like a job, an invitation somewhere, or just to link you to other people who can help you with whatever you need. If you're on your path, you could get messages that you need. Maybe even from a TV commercial or some random stranger in the grocery store that you overhear talking. If you've ever had a time in your life when everything just sort of falls into place in spite of whatever the circumstances may look like the outcome should be, then you've been on the most beneficial path for you. I've been asked if being on the most beneficial path for you is the same as living your life purpose. Like any good lawyer, the answer to that is, it depends. You can live your life purpose no matter what path you're on if you know what your life purpose is. But the most beneficial path for your life purpose is another thing. The best path for you at this specific moment may have nothing to do with your life purpose. It may be linked to other areas of your life. And each area of your life is a path that's linked to the rest of your life. If you look at your relationships, what path is each one of those on? Do you have close ties with people or have you totally cut yourself off? Who are you closest to? And what does each relationship look like? How do they make you feel? And are you learning anything from having them in your life? How do they impact your life in general? And this isn't only about your love life. What about the rest of your family? Siblings, parents, children, cousins, uncles, aunts? What about your boss and your coworkers, your friends, your neighbors? You get the idea. How do they impact your life and your path? And then what about your career, your job? That impacts more than just the money you make. And are you on the most beneficial path for you in that part of your life? How many obstacles do you face there? You can look at where you live, your hobbies, your goals, and your dreams, you name it. How do those areas of your life feel? Your life purpose is the core of why you're on the planet at this particular time and in this particular lifetime. And the path you're on can take you just about anywhere. Just ask yourself, is the path I'm on going to take me anywhere near where I want to be? Is it enjoyable at all? And lastly, do I need to change it? I'm going to talk about obstacles for a minute before we get into the guided meditation. I'm sure you've noticed that sometimes you want to do something or go somewhere, and something may come up to stop you or make it almost impossible to follow through. It could be anything from a sickness that keeps you home, the venue closing down for some reason, or just not being open when you want to go. I even had a fire on a cruise ship once before we got more than a day out, and they sent us all home. Now that was an obstacle to my vacation. Can you remember anything like that happening? I'll bet you can. How did you feel about the obstacle? Were you angry, disappointed, maybe frustrated? Just what did you feel? I remember being bitterly disappointed, annoyed, and actually rather angry at the universe for the fire on the cruise ship. It was the first real vacation I was going to have had for a while. And even if I was going with my parents to help because my dad had Alzheimer's, which I didn't really know at the time, it was still a vacation. We did end up going later that year on the same ship after they fixed it back up again. So we worked around the obstacle, but my sister couldn't go due to work, so she let the obstacle get in her way and she didn't move herself around it. It might feel like our boss puts obstacles in our way, maybe by not giving us the raise we want or the promotion. And it could also be that we don't get hired after a job interview, one that we think is the perfect job for us. So we're totally disappointed, and that path feels kind of broken up, not the way we wanted, has that obstacle. Friends or loved ones may abandon us or let us down, which can feel like a big boulder in our path. On a different vacation story, my friend and I were going to go to Europe and see England and France. It would have been my first time there. And she told me after some time of planning that she couldn't go because she had to have a job change and she didn't have enough money or time off coming. I was devastated. But I ended up going on my own, finding a way to deal with the obstacle, and it was one of my best vacations. While I think I would have had more fun with her, it was great anyway. Sometimes it seems the universe is out to get us. I don't know about you, but that's how I feel. We can't get what we want no matter what we try. Sickness, a job layoff, and even a death can stop us in our tracks. Not our death, but someone else's. So how do you deal with the obstacles that show up in your path? The question is, are they put there to show us to take a different path or that we need to find a way around them? Now, only you know the answer to that question. Sorry about that. I think sometimes they show up to say, wrong choice, try again. Other times they say, shift your path just a little bit and everything will fall into place. And then it could be that you have to see the obstacles to realize the fear you may have over succeeding on that particular path that you're on, so you can work through those fears. It might also be a lack of self-esteem. Sometimes we have to delve really deeply. What is that obstacle about? Especially when we think we have no fear. We are holding ourselves back from achieving what we want. But something's going on and we can't figure out what it is. So, okay, enough of that. Let's get into the guided meditation. This is going to be about seeing the obstacles that block our way, figuring out what they are and why they're there, and then releasing them. So give some thought while you're getting comfortable to any obstacle that's come up recently or even in the past on one of the paths that you wanted to take, one of the goals that you had, whether it's in a relationship, your job, or whatever it may be. So get comfy and close your eyes. I want you to just breathe. And then I want you to see an escalator right in front of you. And step onto the escalator and feel yourself going down and down and down and down. And as you look around you, you're going to see different paths spreading out in front of you. And the escalator gets to the bottom and you step off. Now, each path has a trellis over the beginning of the path, the name on it. One has a person's name. Another one maybe has your job. Once you visualize that, choose the path that has the obstacle you want to work on. And walk down that path until an obstacle stops you. But feel the peace and realize that that obstacle is nothing to be afraid of and nothing to worry over. Just breathe into it. Take a moment. What does that obstacle look like? Is it a big boulder, a dark cloud, a person, a monster? What does it look like? Does it have a color, a shape, a beingness? And then once you see what the obstacle looks like, feel deeper. But feeling that peace and the safety that's there right now, look at the obstacle. Is it fear? Is it anger or worry? Is it something like, I don't deserve what's on the other side of this obstacle? What does that obstacle represent to you? Why did your subconscious place it in front of you in the first place? If you can realize that you put that obstacle there to help you overcome something, to help you with a lesson you need to learn, then you'll know that you created it. And if you created it, you can discreate it. Once you know what the obstacle is all about, start raining down light and love on the obstacle until you see it dissipating, kind of like running hot water over oil or some sort of like coconut oil, where as you see the hot water on it, it just dissolves. And as it dissolves and the obstacle starts leaving, I want you to see the other side of the path. What's at the other end on the other side of the obstacle? Is it worth going down this path? Or do you realize now that it isn't actually what you want? If you see more obstacles, just repeat the procedure. Look at what the obstacle looks like. Look and feel into it. Look at what it represents to you. And then realize that you can learn from the obstacle, grow, and become more of the person you want to be before watching it disappear. Once you feel clear of whatever the obstacle is, then you want to see the escalator going up directly in front of you, knowing that the path is clear now, and you can take this path anytime you want. So once you see the escalator, step onto it and allow yourself to come up higher and higher and higher, coming back into your conscious mind from your subconscious. Feeling your fingers and your toes and becoming wide awake, wide awake, wide awake. And now once you settle into your body, how do you feel? Anytime you want to get rid of an obstacle in your path, feel free to come back and work your way through it, or do it just with what I've told you rather than coming back here. This is a powerful visualization, so please pay attention for at least a few days afterwards. You probably will get information about the obstacle, feelings you have, aha moments about it, and even changes might happen that you don't expect to happen because you've removed that obstacle. And finally, I want to give you a quick trick to help you see if the path you're on is working for you. You can do this quickly in the middle of a meditation, prayer, or just after you center yourself for a moment. So what you'll do is close your eyes. You'll visualize the path itself that you want to focus on and look at what color it is. Does the path have a light around it? If it does, what color is the light? And what does the color mean to you on that pathway? Is it dark or is it light? How does it feel? Is it good or scary or wrong? Or how does this path feel to you? And lastly, look around at the other paths that may be either connected to it and shooting off or totally separate. If you see an offshoot of the path that you're on, how does that look compared to the path of the obstacle? If it feels dark or wrong, then you know it's not the way to go. If it feels like it's lighter weight, and or maybe you see a bright white light shining down on it, then that is the direction to take you. And if you see other paths totally different from the one that you're on, look at them. Do they have a different person's name on the trellis over the path or a different option that might be better? Do those look better, safer, more fun, less dark? It's a way to see where you are and what other choices you have. And if you're in the middle of a meditation, your subconscious will help you to see those paths clearer. Between the subconscious and your superconscious with your higher self, you can ask for clarity before you go into that. And it doesn't take long. You can just quickly picture the path and see what it feels like and what it looks like to you. Today, I've talked about what does being on the right path mean exactly, what it feels like when you're off your path, and of course, what it feels like when you're on the path that's the most beneficial to you, if it's wrapped up in your life purpose. We looked at obstacles on any path you might take. And to be honest, there's always some sort of obstacles, it seems like, but they don't have to be even noticeable if they're so tiny. It's like a grain of sand versus a huge boulder in your way. We did a guided meditation to help you recognize and deal with those obstacles, and a quick trick to help you see if the path you're on is the one for you. Whatever path you're on in your entire life and your overall view of your life, and with each individual part, a person, your job, your home, travel, you get the idea, do they feel like they are the most beneficial to you and your higher self? You're bound to have a few squeaky wheels, even if most of your life is in a great place. If any of that feels off, or you'd prefer to be in a different place, look at the paths you've chosen again. What are the lessons, and are they necessary if you're uncomfortable or feel really bad? Maybe they are necessary for you at this moment. How many obstacles are stopping you from what you think you want, and how are you dealing with them? This life is such a gift, no matter what it looks like right now. It's a chance to learn and grow and be a better person. What path is the most beneficial to your spirit, and are you on it right now? You have the power to change whatever you want, to make different decisions. And if you aren't doing that, if you feel you need to, what's holding you back from being on the most beneficial path for you in every area of your life? Thank you for joining me here today. If you'd like to know more about intuitive, spiritual, or life or business coaching with me or Marconic's multidimensional energy, please check out my website at connecttojoy.com. That's connect2joy.com. And follow me on Instagram at also connecttojoy. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is actually under my name, Carol DeShane. Until next time, be courageous and reach higher. Just take a breath and take a moment when you need it. Take one step at a time on your journey, get the help you need, and get out there and find your joy because you deserve it.
Thank you for listening to Connect to Joy. If you love the show, make sure you rate, review, and share this podcast and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Contact the host, Carol DeShane, with questions and comments, ideas for future episodes, or if you would like to become a guest. And remember, transformation is a journey and not an end destination. So be kind to yourself, because you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.